Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-3743.
855-450-3733.
Thank you. My brain was thinking about how to phrase it as, you know, free isn't Free Talk Live this time, and then I spaced on it. So, anyway. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about this cop who killed a man in his apartment, negligently, I think we can all agree on that, and who is evidently going to be using the castle doctrine, as they say, to essentially escape accountability.
How does she get away with using the castle doctrine in somebody else's house?
I don't know how you would do it other than to say you believed it was your house, but that doesn't absolve you of murder. It doesn't absolve you of manslaughter. So, you know.
Well, let's get back to the phones. We got Mortified Penguin calling in via the Discord server, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm. Mortified, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about the case.
Mortified, you're on Free Talk Live.
Just hold on. I got to cut off my audio here.
Yeah, can you mute me there for a second? I'll bring it back over in just a moment. So just stick with us. So the attorney who is representing the slain man is saying that, you know, this is garbage. The case comes down to what is reasonable and what is absurd, saying it's not a mistake. It's a series of unreasonable decisions. Now, I would argue that's almost synonymous with a mistake.
No, it's a bunch of mistakes.
Well, I mean, the number of the mistakes isn't important to me. I mean, it's a mistake. I don't believe the woman intentionally broke into somebody's apartment.
You're saying the lawyer for the slain man, but this isn't a civil case. This is a criminal case.
The lawyer representing the slain man in criminal court. Yeah, the prosecuting attorney.
Why in the world is the lawyer? Okay, I see what you're saying. You're saying the prosecuting attorney. Okay.
Yeah.
The prosecuting attorney
I just try to avoid terms like that,
right,
because of my warped perspective on
justice. All right, so I like these folks here. I'm from the South, right? So let's just call these folks what they are. Where I'm from, we call them liars, and they're liars. And the liar that is working for the state's attorney is no more believable than the liar that is working for this officer in court, okay? I don't care what they say. they're liars, and they're trying to get what they're trying to get. This is an adversarial system, and the prosecutor is the adversary of whatever. The idea is two adversaries meet and the truth comes out. I don't know where anybody got this notion from, but that's the idea.
The same warped view of justice led to that warped view of truth.
Yes.
So prosecutors said that Jean, who grew up in the Caribbean island nation of St. Lucia, was unarmed and eating a bowl of vanilla ice cream in his living room when Geiger killed him.
Vanilla ice cream.
That's important.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's so many unnecessary details in this article. Fine said self-defense shouldn't apply because Jean posed no threat. Now, I would probably not shoot someone if I walked into my house and found somebody, you know, sitting in my chair or even laying on my bed eating ice cream. Shooting them would probably not be my first response.
Okay, so
I would be so bewildered by the scene that shooting them wouldn't even cross my mind.
I wouldn't either, but I can't. I am not this person. I am not a blonde woman walking that lives alone. Okay, and
you're also not a cop.
I'm not a cop either. I don't think it's right to shoot somebody over property crimes, but I have seen people do it, and I have to support them because they're on their property and they're making the best decision that they can make at the time. I wouldn't put somebody in prison over shooting somebody over a property crime while they're in the right. This woman is not in the right, in their own house.
I mean, if this was her apartment, I would agree. You know, I would say, okay, this was stupid. This is not the way I would have handled it, but I agree you had the right.
Let's bring Mortified Penguin back.
All right. Mortified, are you still with us?
Yeah. So in this case, it seems like they're trying to make the preponderance evidence really her defense. And it seems factually correct that she was apparently on the phone with and talking to her partner, which she was having an affair with, parked on the wrong floor, and then kind of by memory walked to her apartment, passed 16 different apartments with the wrong floor, starting with the wrong, you know, first digit, because it's the wrong floor.
Yep.
Stepped on his distinctive bright floor mat. He didn't turn the door. She enters because the door didn't latch correctly, and sees the guy and shoots him. So there is, obviously, the facts seem to support the idea that it was negligence. What I'm thinking is that is she going to be treated the same way someone who's not a police officer would be treated in the exact same circumstances? And I
think that's a great question to ask. And, like, you know, there's a variety of things that one would ask in order that to happen, right? If this was a white woman who was shot by a black man walking into the apartment, like, I don't think we'd be having this conversation. It wouldn't be national news. It would be cut and dry and gone. So I think race does come into this scenario. I'm just not willing to say that it is the whole of the scenario.
But you convinced me on that. I wish it wasn't the case.
Right. So, like, who would be convicted of what? If this was a cute little blonde lady in, you know, a miniskirt who carried a Glock in her waistband, who pulled and fired and had made the same series of mistakes, I do think we'd be asking some of the similar questions. So is it just that she's a cop? Is it just that she's white? Is it just that she's a woman? Is it just that she's blonde?
Well,
I don't think it's any
cop,
one of those things.
If she wasn't a cop, it wouldn't be in the news. I mean,
no. If she wasn't a cop, no. If she wasn't a cop, there'd be hell to pay.
Maybe local news.
It'd be a huge deal. White woman shoots a black man in the wrong apartment. I'm talking about the exact same circumstances.
I would agree. She would go to jail. She would end up in prison. But the only reason it's making national news is that she's a cop.
Yeah, I don't know.
News,
okay,
sure.
So there have been myriad of stories out there where attractive women do something that are in a situation where it's pretty obvious the rest of us would be screwed. Now, I don't know how attractive this woman is, but, you know, I hear blonde and white,
really?
And I come up with a, you know, an idea. Casey Anthony, I think, was this woman whose kid dies. She buries him in the backyard. There's a whole variety of stories. There was a woman tens of years ago, probably 20 years ago, that, like, drowned her kids intentionally. She was having an affair, and the kids were, you know, in the way. So she drives the car into a lake. Yeah, attractive women are news, and they tend not to get the sentences that the rest of us get.
But that's because, as you were talking about, being attractive is its own set of privileges.
It is.
I think blue privilege ranks higher on the hierarchy.
I think blue privilege is real, and I'm very curious. Like, this is the best case I've ever heard of, that you could look sort of at blue privilege and see whether or not something happens. If this lady's convicted of anything, gets any kind of real sentence, I'm not talking about an ankle monitor here, and I'm not rooting for her to get prison time, because I don't think prison time actually solves anything here. I think that the civil case that comes after this, where she's found guilty, the civil case that comes after this is actually where the family sees some level of justice. But, you know, they're going to get some money, and that's the best you can do in this circumstance. I'm very curious as to how it all comes out, and at this point we're just showing our biases against or for law enforcement in this scenario. This is what I see.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out for sure. Mortified Penguin, thank you for the call. I would like to see, within the confines of our present system and the society and the justice system that we have, I would like to see her found guilty. I don't really have a punishment that I would prefer to see, because I don't see punishment as being a valid way of, you know, addressing anything particularly other than that itch to see people punished for things they've done wrong.
I would like to talk about queer folks and their weird hair colors.
Absolutely. Coming up with that in just a moment, 855-450-3733.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the US dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And Mark, tell me about what I should be doing but still have not managed to do.
You should eat your veggies, for God's sake. I mean, who doesn't know this? Eat vegetables. Well, the problem is that, you know, I mean, our lives get kind of busy, and it's hard to eat correctly all the time. That's why Balance of Nature came up with their fruits and veggies capsules. Now, these aren't fruits and veggies in the same capsules. These are capsules that contain fruits and capsules that contain veggies. And, you know, the best I can tell, nobody's ever overdosed on vegetables. You know, maybe a crate of okra has dropped and fallen on somebody's head and killed them, but, you know, that's not an overdose. If you want to get some of these...
This is the weirdest live read I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it did involve somebody dying from a crate of okra, so there you go. For a limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. You go to balanceofnature.com, use discount code FTL. It's balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL. I have taken them. I've actually, they're in my little pills to take again here in the near future, so there you go.
Very cool. I've got to do it because I don't eat well.
I don't take them every day, but you know, Mrs. Edgington, she's pretty good about getting vegetables on the table. So
awesome.
Yeah. I have some questions, if I may ask some questions.
Absolutely.
Aria. In the last hour, we were talking about your roots showing. I mean, like, you've got this bright red and then purple hair. You look like a rocket pop. And so, you know, about an inch worth of roots are showing. And I suggested that, you know, maybe it was time to do a little more dyeing here.
It is. It's a 7-hour process, though.
Dear God in heaven, 7 hours to get this done?
Yes. First, it has to be bleached. Mm-hmm. Then you have to rinse all the bleach out, condition your hair so that it's actually, like, manageable when you go to dye it. Then you have to dry your hair. My hair is very, very thick. So that process alone, leaving the dye in for an hour, tends to take about 2.5 hours, right?
Okay.
Then you dye it, and you have to leave that in for about an hour. Then you rinse it, condition it, and rinsing out the hair dye itself, just rinsing before you're even ready to shampoo and condition again, takes about another hour. Then you dry it, then you straighten it. And altogether, 6 to 7 hours.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you add this this, you know, bright red hair of yours to the whole look, right? 6'2", you know, tattoos. I mean, you use the term queer, sissy boy? I'm not exactly sure.
Trans.
All right. Trans, yes. And but you do use the term queer.
Not to describe. Well, I've never described myself as queer.
Okay. I thought that was a sort of a safe bet. See, I prefer single syllable terms to describe these things. It just makes conversation easier. This whole LGBTQ something
plus,
like all the other stuff plus, I feel like is this weird mind control thing to get people to you know, rattle off this thing. Now that you've learned the 4 letters, we're going to add a few more. And now that you've learned the 7 letters, we're going to add a few more to that. And then you know, just keep on going to monopolize people's time listing off this stuff when we could just use one word, one syllable word, which is queer, right? Like, if we're going to use the term cisgendered, then something that's not cisgendered, if cisgendered is normal, and cis, I believe, means normal.
Yes.
Okay? Then the thing that ain't normal is, you know, something else. So I think I like the term queer, and if one can use it without, you know, being mean about it.
I wouldn't disagree, but you got to remember that that's a lot of people that you're essentially calling abnormal. And I get... I don't agree, but I get that a lot of people
would be offended. But isn't calling them LGBTQ and whatever the other letters were?
LGBTQIAAAP.
Okay.
Plus.
Isn't that just saying queer, though? I mean, like, it's identifying them as different than normal, which is abnormal.
Well, yes, because we are
necessarily queer.
We are in a cisgender heteronormative society. I hate saying that, but, I mean, most people are heterosexual and most people are cisgendered. So, yes, not falling within that certainly makes you abnormal. Just like listening to, I don't know, Swedish black metal makes a person abnormal in American society.
Right, but it's not from a gender or sexual standpoint. Sexual standpoint. So the queer tends to indicate, best I can tell, always indicates either a sexual preference orientation or a gender orientation that is different than normal. So I'm a heterosexual, cisgendered white male, and then queer could be defined as something that is not that.
Queer is a very slippery term in the alphabet soup, though. And this is why a lot of liberty-leaning people, like myself, prefer GSM over the alphabet soup that the left puts out for us.
What do you put? What is this GSM term?
Gender and sexual minorities.
All right. Okay. So GSM is three syllables. Gender and sexual minorities. I don't know what we're at. Like 10 syllables. That's why I like.
Sure.
Queer.
I mean, you wouldn't go up to somebody like, "Hey, are you a gender and sexual minority?" Right.
Right.
But I mean, you wouldn't go up to somebody and say, "Hey, you're queer." Either.
No, I wouldn't.
But you would identify somebody on the street and think.
But
oh,
I do
okay.
Like it when somebody just goes ahead and gives me, license to use the term queer because I like that particular term.
Sure.
As somebody who is not fit into that particular term. All but right.
From the trans person, you can use the word queer as often as you want.
To you, at the very least.
Yeah.
So.
But I call myself a tranny and other words that probably shouldn't be stated.
Okay. And regarding this, I had a question about hair colors. Do hair colors mean things?
They do.
Like
they
beyond, because like, you always have red hair, like bright red fire engine, like brighter than a fire engine red hair, kind of like the fluorescent red that you would have got back in the Crayola box back when I was a kid. Fluorescent red hair.
Red has less meaning than other colors. I went with red because it does make me look more feminine than my natural hair color.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it does. That's why I personally went with red. Now, most people that you see on the streets that they have red hair, this shade of red, it's not really going to mean much. Because red is a normal color, this is just not a normal shade of red.
Now, we're not talking about the orange color that the gingers have out there.
Right. We're talking actual red.
Right.
Like, pure red.
Okay.
That doesn't really mean as much, but
do
like,
all the other colors have some meaning and you were stuck with red?
I wouldn't say stuck is the right word.
Okay.
But yes, if you have blue, teal, turquoise, or green hair.
Now, I had teal hair at one point.
Yes, it's like telling the world I'm queer.
Okay. I didn't get a lot of attention like that, but. I don't get out of the house much either. Who cares?
It doesn't have, it's not as refined as, I can't say that, as, the handkerchiefs that are worn at gay clubs that have specific meanings.
Right, so they have different colored handkerchiefs and, I believe,
different
pockets that these handkerchiefs, out of which these handkerchiefs hang, is meaningful in some way.
I wouldn't know.
And I'll tell you, it's a real problem for somebody who has, sometimes I have red handkerchiefs. And, if it's not all the way in my pocket, sorry.
Interesting. But it's not as clear cut as those handkerchiefs are, but it does have meaning, especially for somebody like under 35. Somebody okay. Over 35, it's questionable, but somebody under 35, that's the only reason they would have that shade of hair. 855-450-3733.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee has slapped a congressional subpoena on Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney, as part of the House Democrats' rapidly accelerating impeachment inquiry. The subpoena, which was issued in consultation with the House Foreign Affairs and Oversight panels, seeks documents related to the president's efforts to pressure the Ukrainian president to investigate 2020 contender and former Vice President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, President Trump says his administration is trying to get more information about the supposed whistleblower at the heart of the Ukraine controversy.
Well, we're trying to find out about a whistleblower. When you have a whistleblower that reports things that were incorrect.
The president speaking with reporters at the White House on Monday. All four inmates who escaped from a southern Ohio jail are back behind bars. Police in Cary, North Carolina confirmed their capture on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, as in free from social hang-ups about doing weird things. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've since started having a conversation about hair color, because I have unusual hair colors, not the purple.
You got unusual lots of stuff. I mean, for those that don't know what I'm talking about here, cam.freetalklive.com.
Okay. Or twitch.lrn.fm is one I've always given out. I don't know about that one. I've never used it. But, okay, sure.
I don't know that, you know, like Ian's preference for giving out lrn.fm addresses, I don't know that I agree with from a branding standpoint. Okay. People know they're listening to Free Talk Live because we say we're Free Talk Live when we come back. People don't know what lrn.fm means, even if it is a URL, in my opinion, or anything like that. But, you know, our core listeners do know twitch.lrn.fm, but cam.freetalklive.com will get you to, you know,
a live stream
to look and see what the hell's going on in the studio.
So for those who can't do that because you're driving or whatever, I have bright red and bright purple hair. I'm wearing a magenta tank top. And the fact that I even describe it as magenta and not like pink like you probably would.
You're a trans man to woman, is that the terminology we use?
Not a female.
Okay, male to female, all right. 6'2", right? Like there's not...
I can't do anything about that.
No, I'm not claiming you can. I'm just saying that...
But yes,
you know,
I am unusually tall.
Right, so, I mean, it's... I would go so far as to say you're not even trying to look like a woman so much as trying to look like a man transitioning to a woman or something, right? Like something else. Like, there's...
What more can I do to attempt to look like a woman?
Well, bright red hair makes you stand out as opposed to a woman. Women don't stand out. Half of the...
Women with red hair stand out.
8 billion population on the planet, half of them are... Is anybody fooled, I guess, is my question.
I'm not trying to fool people.
Okay.
I
know some trans people, and they, some of them, you wouldn't know.
Sure.
So,
well, it depends on what age
they start.
I'm
not saying you have to do that. I'm just saying that, maybe attention as opposed to,
It's not even about that.
Okay.
It's about opportunity and age. I mean, sure, there are trans people who have, $40,000, $50,000 they can spend on plastic surgery to feminize themselves.
Right.
There's other people who are able to start transitioning.
And some just have the genetics to be able to do it, too. They just look more feminine than others.
Well, I'm highly lucky in that regard. I mean, you've got a lot of male to female trans people who just have enormous Adam's apple,
right.
Huge brow bones.
You have thin,
like
you have a thin face, right? Like,
right.
Your face isn't thick and wide like mine, and jowly like I am.
Yeah, but it ultimately comes down to either age or lots and lots and lots of money, right? The earlier you start around puberty, because that's when your body develops. Once your body develops, that's pretty much it. You know?
Right. There's nothing you can do about that.
Right. There will be minor changes over the course of several years and several decades, but I am never going to look like an ordinary woman.
Right.
Not without $50,000, $60,000 in plastic surgery.
Right.
So that's ultimately what all of that comes down to.
Well, I'm just kind of saying that maybe there's at that point when one discovers or decides that there's no way to look this way, then maybe you just take the veer off to the other direction and say, well, I might as well just do that thing. Right? I mean,
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
I don't know.
Like saying perhaps that, okay, well, since I will never just look like an ordinary woman, maybe I should just look like a man?
Oh, I don't think you think you're trying to do that. I think you're trying to look.
I'm trying to look like
a comic book character. I mean, to some extent, you're tall. You wear sometimes the really high platform shoes. There's whole kinds of attention getting things.
Like the makeup.
Yeah, makeup too, right?
What's?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with the makeup.
No, I'm trying to understand the two different things. To me, there's a massive difference between doing a thing to gather attention and doing a thing to attempt to be female, right?
Right.
If I didn't wear makeup, if you ever saw me without makeup, you would go, oh my God, you're not feminine at all. And I mean that.
Okay.
Right? And the same, like the old picture, somebody took a screenshot of me back on Call to Freedom when I had brunette hair, and they likened it to the barbarian from the Geico commercials. And they and they weren't wrong, because that shade of hair.
You mean the caveman?
Yes.
Okay.
And that shade of hair accentuated my brow bones.
Okay.
So it's all part of a plan, in fact.
Well, let me just retract all that, and let's go on with the stories about colored hair. So you were telling me, as far as colors go, that apparently some colors are meaningful, and I'd like to know what those colors are and what meanings they have.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have to get back into that here in just a moment, because it's really fascinating how these things just sort of develop organically and end up with these meanings that, if you're aware of it, is a significant thing. 855-450-3733.
It's not the time for the break.
I don't know why I thought it was 8:39.
Okay.
Why were you tapping on your wrist?
I just wanted to make sure that we didn't go on as to whether, I was presuming to know what your decisions were regarding
it totally shut off my brain.
All right. Now that we've had this weird thing happen in the show, let's jump back in and talk about hair colors.
Okay. So
start with a color. Tell me what it means. What's the easiest color to know?
But they don't have clear and specific meanings in the same way that the handkerchiefs that we talked about would.
But what's the clearest?
Blue.
So blue.
Or light shade of blue, sort of the shade
like
you
sky
have,
blue?
Really, sort of a turquoise.
Oh, I had a teal blue.
Okay, turquoise is what I would characterize the most meaningful one as.
I don't know that turquoise and teal really vary that much for straight cisgendered white males.
Okay, well, we're not talking about cisgender white males. And we know that because they have turquoise hair. So, yes, there's almost a 100% chance if you stumble across a man who has any turquoise whatsoever in his hair, he's either bisexual or queer or genderqueer.
Or lost a bet.
What is genderqueer?
Genderqueer is for people who are non-binary. Uh-huh. They choose not to identify as male or female, so they've invented this rut where sometimes they do feminine things, sometimes they do masculine things. It's all very, very confusing. And this is from someone on the inside of it looking around saying, I don't get it.
Well, I can understand somebody who wants to be, wants to operate in the world, is operating in the world as a man and says, I want to operate as a woman, or vice versa. I get that. I don't propose to know what folks are doing when they're talking about this gender non-binary thing. I just kind of shut down and think, all right, whatever.
That's more or less, yeah, and that's it in a nutshell, really, because yeah. There's nothing more you can say or do about people. Humans, for better or worse, neatly divide with some variation into two categories, male and female, right? Sexually into two categories. And gendered, this whole set of social constructs that we've come up with to...
There's a small percentage of humans that do not divide neatly sexually into male and female.
Yes.
But if you're
attempting
to say that on the inside I am like those people that do not separate nicely on the outside, you're probably what these folks are talking about when they say snowflake. Right?
I don't know, recognizing one's individuality and inability to conform to societal expectations necessarily makes one a snowflake.
But aren't we all individual, and we all don't conform exactly? So accentuating the ways that you don't fit in versus the ways that you do.
It makes you an identitarian, certainly.
Right, well, yeah, I mean, and what's an identitarian at that point?
Someone who plays identity politics. You know,
snowflake, right? A person that's what snowflake means.
I think a snowflake is more about, being very sensitive.
No, I think of a snowflake as somebody who says, the teacher in kindergarten said that we're all individual snowflakes, and each one of us is different.
Yeah.
And so, accentuating the differences, whatever, we're all different.
Sure.
So, okay, I don't need a special pronoun or anything for that, but that's fine if you want it. I'll do my best. I mean, if I'm going to be your friend, I'm going to do my very best to make you happy. I just, I'm not going to spend too much brain power on it either. I'm going to do my best.
You know what has even clearer meanings than hair color and handkerchiefs?
Okay.
Dog collars. And what color they are when someone chooses to wear one.
People put dog collars on?
I should tell you all about that. It's coming up in just a moment.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health.
The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about hair color, orientation, gender identity, and other methods that people use to differentiate themselves from the crowd. And evidently, it's there within that differentiation from the crowd where Mark thinks I'm failing to be as feminine as I could be, operating presumably under the idea that if I wanted to blend in with a crowd of women, then I would, you know, have normal hair colors and not do such awesome, honestly, makeup.
No, I think your hair is fine. I've seen your natural hair color. I've seen that picture. You need to keep coloring your hair.
Thank you. Well, I think, but thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, excuse my ignorance in the particular area. It just seems like it seems like you're going for attention as opposed to femininity. But
why not both?
Oh, I don't know.
I would say I'm going for both. Because I mean, it's hard to argue when I'm doing a national radio show with, you know,
that you don't like attention. Sure.
Right.
But I would say that femininity wouldn't necessarily be defined as attention-seeking, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Chucky calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. Chucky, you're on Free Talk Live. A for effort. We still have the functioning dump button, I suppose you should be aware of. We've also got Olivia calling in from Arizona, but let's give it a second to talk about that. So as I promised, you know, I want to mention that if you happen to see somebody...
Dog collars.
Dog collars, yes.
What does this mean? People wearing dog collars.
It's a symbol of being in a BDSM relationship. That's bondage and discipline, sadism and masochism, sex slave kind of territory, all willing, all voluntary,
right,
all consensual.
Slaves, yeah.
Right, yeah. I feel like it's probably important to get that out of the way because there's a lot to be said about how the submissive person in the relationship, because they're the ones who control the safe word, which is a word you use to let them know to stop because you're in pain or what, too much pain or whatever, is actually what gives the submissive one control over the dominant one, right? Because it's the submissive one who ultimately controls that situation by being able to use that safe word at any time. So it's an interesting yin and yang thing going on there. But yes, when they enter into these relationships, when they are entering would be a more accurate way of describing it, they wear what are basically dog collars. Now, they come in a number of colors, and the colors are very important.
I've never seen a dog collar in a color. I've only ever seen, like, black leather ones.
Black ones means that they have successfully found a dominatrix or a dominator,
mm-hmm.
and they are in a consistent, steady relationship with that person. Red collar means they're basically doing tryouts, and they're in a sort of test period to see if it's going to work.
Red.
Yes.
Okay.
And if they, you know, agree that it's going to work and they...
So they're either committed or not. Red means committed or not.
Red means they're exploring commitment and whether or not that would work.
Okay.
Whether or not their kinks, their inclinations, and all of that are compatible.
All right.
Black means they've decided they are compatible and have signed off on this agreement. Sometimes
so,
literally.
What's the I'm a free agent, spank me one?
I don't know. Probably a white collar would be my guess.
Okay.
But I don't know.
All right. So, I mean, I've seen this. I've seen people in dog collars. I don't know much about all these things. I find it all to be very strange.
I find that to be particularly strange. But I happen to know a dominatrix. And I found this out the weirdest thing. It was after work one night. We had just come back from the bar. And this coworker says, well, we asked her if she wanted to ride home or something like that. And she says, no, I'd rather walk home. I've got my boyfriend tied up, and he needs to be watered, but I want to make him wait a little longer.
Watered means?
Like, give him water like a dog. Like, water the dog.
It's a bad idea to withhold water from anybody for any reason.
If he had needed to, I'm sure they have some sort of safeguard in place.
It doesn't sound like they do, if she's not even home. But all right, go ahead.
Yeah.
This sounds irresponsible to me. Go ahead.
I'm almost positive there's some sort of safeguard in place.
All
but
right.
Anyway, so that was how I learned about her inclinations and relationships, which is fine. It was just unusual for me and very unexpected. Very unexpected for this person. And I ended up meeting the dude a few days later, and sure enough, he wears the black collar and everything.
Now, why would they declare this to the world? I mean, if I were into something like this, I certainly wouldn't want to tell my friends and coworkers.
The dominatrix forces it as part of the relationship thing. It's like, no, you're mine, and the world has to know that. It's almost identical to wearing a wedding ring, except wedding rings are more common.
So wear a wedding ring.
Yeah, but the collar has that connotation that wedding rings don't, you know. And
all
that's
right.
The point. The point is to make the slave feel owned.
Okay.
It's all very weird. I don't get it. I'm not into it.
No, I don't get it either.
But it is a thing.
I just recently found out that there's this fetish where, like, in real life, guys want somebody to have sex with their wives. I thought this was just something you talked about. I didn't think this actually happened. But apparently, people pay to have this happen.
Yes. You're talking about cuckolding, or being a cuck, or that's the more modern
voyeurism
term. It's essentially just voyeurism. Yeah.
I guess voyeurism, you could just watch other people do things. You wouldn't have to necessarily, but whatever. You know, like, I don't quite get
all
that.
Well, is there a difference between voyeurism and the other act?
Yeah, I think you could. So a voyeur could potentially, like, let's say, you know, there's a couple having sex in the park.
Uh-huh.
And you don't know either of them. You stay and watch.
That could sounds be, like voyeurism.
That would also fit into voyeurism.
Sure, they're having sex in public, which is another matter. But generally speaking, in order to engage in voyeurism, you're either going to have the consent of the parties involved, or you're violating their privacy. Like, if you put a ladder up to their window because you're a voyeur.
But a voyeur might very well not have a problem with violating. Like, that might be the issue, is that a beeping Tom might want to violate privacy and see stuff.
See, just for the sake of the voyeurs out there, I would separate them from the peeping Toms. The peeping Tom is the person who does it without the person's consent. The voyeur is someone who does it with their consent.
All right, so this term cuck, as they use it, C-U-C-K, is apparently somebody who wants somebody to have sex with their wife or girlfriend, I suppose, or committed relationship, as opposed to somebody who wants to watch other things happen. So voyeur could be a larger umbrella term, but I think that this is a more specific term. And I had no idea that, like, this act, I thought this was an insult that alt-right people threw at other people for fun. And what I'm curious of is you know, if, like, not everybody can be an alpha male. If we're talking about human beings or something like wolf packs, I don't know that there's any evidence that this is true, but a wolf pack can have, what, three, four, five, six, eight males?
Well,
only one can be alpha at any given time, so one would presume the rest are something else.
We're definitely not
presumably
wolves.
Beta.
There's been a lot of written about this, like the book Get in Her Mind, Get in Her Pants, which is not as screwed up as it sounds. It's all about body language, animalistic basic instinct things like alpha males and beta males and all of that, all about eye contact, approaching people, being aggressive, asserting dominance casually without it being known. I mean, humans do that sort of thing constantly. But we do have a class of people who tend to submit. But generally speaking, in the animal kingdom, what makes the alpha male is the fact that they're getting laid.
Yes. That would basically be it.
Right.
They also keep the others in line and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a distinguishing feature in the animal kingdom. There's plenty of them that don't. Or they
humans
have to sneak in.
Generally being monogamous.
That they're having sex and they don't have to hide it, I think, is what would define an
alpha male. Even human beings, back when, you know, kings had harems of 200 wives and things like that.
This is a feature that people just really don't know. There was a time in human history when one out of every 17 men was passing on genes, meaning having sex. Meaning that there were 16 out of 17 men. That includes all the ones living in tribes elsewhere or whatever that weren't. Meaning that there were full cities of eunuchs.
Yeah.
So
those were the beta males.
I don't know if they even were.
Whether they wanted to be or not.
Right.
You know, they were
forced
into that role.
It. Yeah.
855-450-3733. More about this in just a moment.
Such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful. Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.